live from Canton, North Carolina. Here at the Diamond on the River Complex, the North Carolina High School Athletic Association Class 3A West first round game between your Pisgah Black Bears and the visiting East Rowan Mustangs. Hi, folks. Alongside of me is Jack Webb. I'm Chuck Fiebernitz, and we got Tim Hodges back at the studio. And this is important because you lose one, and that's it. That's your season. Goes down the tube right there. That's it. Short season.
Everybody, no matter what the records have been this season, everybody starts 0-0. You got to play your best every single game to advance in the state playoff tournament. So we're hoping that the Black Bears have got their go caps on today, and we're ready to play some ball, softball down here at the Diamond on the River Complex.
Well, and we're facing the East Rowan Mustangs from Salisbury. And Jack, what can you tell us about this team that has traveled all the way from Salisbury today?
Well, their overall record is 7-13. They finished sixth in the South Piedmont 3A Conference. The first place team in that conference is the number one seed in the West Region, Hickory Ridge. They come into this game with a 4-game losing streak, and their overall road record was 4-7 this year.
So they're playing sounds like a real tough conference. Anytime you play in a conference with Hickory Ridge, it's got to be tough conference. And that, as you said, Jesse Carson team's playing over at Tuscola.
Yeah, Jesse Carson was the fifth place team out of that same conference. So we've got two teams from the South Piedmont 3A. Here in Haywood County this afternoon, Jesse Carson and Tuscola are playing, I think, at 5 p.m. or 6 p.m. this evening over in Waynesville.
Well, it's 85 degrees here, no wind to speak of. It may be a little, sometimes it'll get up to 9 miles an hour. It is, once it gets up to that 9 miles an hour, it blows out from home plate to left center field. It is an absolutely gorgeous day here in Canton, North Carolina. A sun-splashed Diamond on the River Complex will host this first-round game between the Mustangs and your Pisgah Black Bears. And, folks, we've got a doubleheader broadcast. It's a Twin Bill Tuesday, Twin Bill Tuesday on Wednesday. As soon as we're done, we're going to skedaddle back over to the Wells Ballpark. We may be, catch that game broadcasting live, but we'll get there as soon as possible and broadcast that first round game over there between McMichael and the Pisgah Black Bears, which will start at 7 o'clock. Heidi Morgan will go this way with her lineup. She'll lead it off. Little changes in the lineup. It'll be left fielder Madison Brown, then followed by Madison Witted. Will drop into the two-hole, and she'll be inside the circle pitching. Batting third is right fielder Emma Sorrells. Batting cleanup, first baseman JoJo Taylor. Batting fifth, moving up in the order, is catcher Michaela Beaver. Batting sixth is Cool Breeze Reagan Lunsford, the center fielder. Batting seventh is the shortstop Lauren Cook. Batting eighth in the designated hitter is Macy Henson. Macy will be DHing for the Gold Glove third baseman Taylor Holland. And batting ninth and playing second base will be Paige Griffith. So Heidi is stacking her lineup for the right-hander that they'll be facing today, Bree Medlin from East Rowan. What a gorgeous afternoon, Jack. Something that you're excited about. We do come in limping a little bit. You had mentioned that East Rowan was on a 4-game losing streak. We're on a 1-game losing streak after clinching the conference championship outright. We kind of laid a pterodactyl egg, slumbered through a 7-inning game with the Brevard Blue Devils on a Thursday. I guess just you got to take it and get yourself regrouped, and these are important ball games.
Yeah, the good thing is we did win the conference championship outright. Good job by the girls there. We were hoping to finish the season with a win against Brevard for a couple of reasons, to only have one conference loss, and two, with that second conference loss, we probably dropped down in the seeding process maybe 1 to 2 spots with that loss. Since we played Inca, they had 2 losses. They ended up with the number 3 seed from the West, and the Black Bears ended up with the 5 seed.
And for those folks in Salisbury tuning in here on AM 920 WPTL or WPTLradio.net, Manager Michael Waddle has gone this way. He'll lead off with Maddie Trexler, the center fielder, followed by the pitcher, Bree Medlin. Batting third is Ashlyn Fritz, the left fielder. Batting fourth is Caroline Johnson, the shortstop. Batting fifth is Corin Soule, the second baseman. Batting sixth and DHing is Lauren Kaufnauer. And batting seventh and third baseman is Ashlyn Mills. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mackenzie Sprinkle. And batting ninth, the first baseman, Victoria Lewis. That's how the Mustangs will line up and bat in the order against the Black Bears. It ought to be a great ball game as they're introducing both teams right now. The last team is the home team, the Pisgah Black Bears. They're in all-white uniforms, so the home whites. And the Mustangs from East Rowan are in navy blue tops, red numbers, trimmed in white with gray pants. We'll have the Star Spangled Banner. When we come back, we'll have the opening pitch. You're listening to AM 920 WPTO.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff. The big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. When it's buy time, low prices with no dock or processing fees. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to PardeeHospital.org.
It's the kid in grade school who paints her face blue and white before every home game.
It's the accountants and salesmen who give up their Friday evenings to referee.
It's the cashier at the corner convenience store who wears school colors on every game day.
What makes high school sports here in North Carolina so special?
They do. You do.
We all do.
This message presented by the North Carolina High School Athletic Association and the North Carolina Athletic Directors Association.
Let's go back to the ballpark for more Pisgah Spring Sports. Brought to you today by Smoky Mountain Cremation and Funeral Services, Ken Wilson Ford, Southeastern Sports Medicine, and by Champion Credit Union.
Welcome back to Canton, North Carolina, here at the Diamond on the River Complex, home of the 2011 state champion Pisgah Black Bears. And they got a tough first-round opponent in the East Rowan Mustangs from Salisbury, North Carolina. Maddie Webb has gone in. Excuse me. I'm looking at
wrong
you.
Sport.
Wrong sport. Madison Whitted has gone inside the circle for her warm-up tosses. As Michael Waddell standing around home plate, taking a look at Whitted, and her battery mate will be, as it has been all season, Michaela Beaver. And got a feel that this team, after dropping that season finale here on their home field, they just weren't ready to play, and they might have a little butterflies, but I guess once that first pitch goes, everything's all right.
Well, you can't take any team lightly in the playoffs. This East Rowan team, on paper, it's a mismatch, but you play the game on the field, not on paper. So Black Bears have to be playing at their best tonight if they want to advance in the state playoffs.
5 o'clock, we'll start this. 84-degree temperatures here in Canton, North Carolina. Slight breeze from left, going out to left center field. So this is a day conducive for the right-handed power hitters. And it will be Trexler, Medlin, and Fritz to lead it off here in the top of the first inning against Madison Whitted, the right-hander, has the ace of the staff this year. First pitch is called strike, upper part of the strike zone.
Good high fastball, my Madison, on the outside corner. Left-handed slap hitter up for the Mustangs.
Whitted now gets her sign, rocks and fires. Swung on and miss. It's 0-2.
Good fastball again, high fastball. On the inside corner that time.
Whitted now toes the rubber. Here comes the 0-2 pitch, and it's fouled out of play.
Yeah, fought that one off, fouled it up over the third base stands. Good crowd here at the Diamond on the River Complex. The later 5 o'clock start has allowed many more people to come and get settled before the game started today.
In on the corners, back up the middle. Here's the pitch in the dirt outside. Ball one. 1-2.
Low outside.
Beautiful afternoon, Cam. And I can tell we've been waiting for this, haven't we?
Yeah, we've had too much winter weather here, so it's good to have some sunshine today.
1-2 pitch is low, makes it 2-2. Trexler, fine center fielder for East Rowan, leading it off. Typically, you find your best hitter in the leadoff. She gets more at-bats. Swung on and staying in there. And fouls it out of play.
Fouled over the screen again, out to the street.
Ready to go this 5 o'clock afternoon. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and it's 5 o'clock in Canton. Change up in the dirt. It's 3-2 now.
Yeah, that one slipped out of Madison's hand, bounced about 8 feet in front of home plate, and rolled under Michaela Beaver's legs and hit the umpire in the leg. That's probably not a good thing on a slow pitch like that.
Madison Brown hugging the left field line for the slap hitter. Straight away out and right and center. Pitch swung on and slapped to that side. Madison Brown was positioned perfectly, but Trexler followed it down the left field line and out of play.
Scattered some of the fans that always stand down near the Pisgah batting cage.
That indoor complex that they have here. Newly renovated ballpark. In the offseason, gorgeous facility. Whitted, rocks and fires, 3-2 pitch coming, splat left field, and it's going to be right at Madison Brown. Calls that in, puts it in her back pocket for out number one.
Perfectly placed Madison Brown for the left-handed slap hitter. Took a couple of steps back and easily gathered in that fly ball.
Another left-hander coming, the pitcher Bree Medlin. Facing her counterpart, Madison Whitted. Fastball in there, grabbed enough of the outside corner for home plate umpire Bob Lance. It's called a strike. Whitted rocks and fires. Swung on and missed. Blew another fastball by her on the other half.
Yeah, that was she just didn't have that time at all.
Medlin gave a weak swing at it. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Just missed outside, says home plate umpire Bob Lance, and it is now 1-2.
Close, but not close enough.
Absolutely. She missed. Missed close, though. Swung on, popped up, left side, giving chase is Taylor Holland with that big knee brace and could not come up with it, running down the left field line in foul territory. Lauren Cook could not get there in time.
Taylor was playing normal third base position. She would have had that easily, but she's been playing up for the two left-handed slap hitters protecting against the bunt.
Here's Whitted's 1-2 pitch. Again, fouled out of play. And the first two hitters for East Rowan are doing their job, making Whitted throw a lot of pitches so the teammates can see what she's got. Good contact team here. 1-2 offering coming again. Just missed low and inside. 2-2. Michaela Beaver working Bob Lance, politicking for that. Pitch is swung on and hit right to Taylor Holland. She picks it up, throws the first, not in time. We'll wait for the official ruling on what they'll rule that. went off her glove. I think it was hit harder than what she thought. I mean, was hit softer than what she thought. So they're going to rule that an error on Holland at third base. So there'll be one runner on with one out. And that'll bring up Ashlyn Fritz, the left fielder, batting on the right-hand side. Pitch is low for a ball.
Yeah, that soft liner kind of handcuffed Taylor. She's usually sure-handed at third base, but that ball just tipped off her glove. And by the time she picked it up, could not throw the runner out.
First struck, it looked like it was a scorching liner. Big swing and a miss by Fritz. She came up empty. It's 1-1.
1-1.
Wind now starting to pick up, blowing out to left field. Pitch is on the outside part of the plate, called strike by Lance. It's now one ball, two strikes. That's the key for Whitted, getting ahead of all the hitters. Swung on and fouled against the netting. Protective of us, our beautiful faces right here. Came right back at you.
Came right back at me, and
you didn't flinch.
You flinched.
You flinched.
Yeah, I flinched just a tad. That first one you see coming at you, you realize, oh, there's a net there. There you go.
1-2 pitch coming. Swung on, lifted right side, down the line, giving chases Emma Sorrells. Falls onto the grass safely in foul territory, so Fritz will come back to the plate.
And again, the Mustang hitters are making contact, making Madison throw a lot of pitches in this first inning, and we do have a little bit of temperature today, a little bit of heat in the air today.
Here comes Whitted. Again, driven down the right field line. Emma Sorrells gives chase and dives for it in foul territory. Just off her glove. Nice effort by Emma Sorrells, the fine right fielder, who has been a starter on the freshman team on basketball team. Started even last year, so she has had a successful career at Piskin. She's only a sophomore. Tall, talented, right-handed sophomore, and that's line foul, changeup, hit right down at Waddle. Sorrells, I said right-handed. She is a left-handed thrower and a left-handed swinger. She swats it from the left-hand side. She can slug it out. 1-2 offering coming. Swung on, struck her out. Fastball. Strikeout number one, out. Second out here in the first.
Runner remains on first, so there's a Mustang runner first with two outs, and here's the cleanup hitter.
Caroline Johnson. This girl can slug it, batting in the cleanup spot. She plays shortstop. Off the hands, popped up, first base side, and that's going to get out of play. It's 0-1.
They really hadn't made solid contact with any ball they've hit. The base runner was on a soft liner. The fly ball to left field was just an easy fly, and lots of foul balls to the left side and the right side from the Mustangs.
These type of teams really worry you because they have played such quality competition. The record doesn't reflect it. Pitch is low for a ball. It's 1-1, but, you know, you've played Hickory Ridge, okay, and you've played some top quality competition in your conference, and you've seen a lot of good pitching. Swung on and missed by Johnson. She is in a hole now, 1-2.
We know that they have a good conference because Hickory Ridge ended up with the number one seed in the overall West region. That would be the third round matchup for the Bears if both teams win.
Lined left side, backhanded by our shortstop Lauren Cook, but off her heel. That will be an infield single for Johnson.
Actually, I'm an error. That would be our fourth round matchup. We would have to play in the third round. Right now, we would have to play Piedmont if we reach the third round, and that would be an away game.
So, two on with two outs. The Mustangs have got something brewing here. It's now Corinne Soule, the second baseman, takes strike one. We got the drawdown. You got some items for us. We're about a little over a week away from the May 20th drawdown. Swung on and fouled out of play.
Yeah, I'll be talking about some of the prizes we're going to have for the auctions. Talked to Coach Kruk today. As of mid-afternoon, there's only 38 drawdown tickets left that aren't out with other members. So if you want a drawdown ticket, you need to contact the school, send Chuck a text. He'll give you his phone number here in a minute. I've got tickets that we can provide to you.
Last pitch was a ball. It's 1-2.
If you've never been to the drawdown, you need to come. That's all I'll say.
Here comes a pitch. Swung on and missed. Got her. That ends the inning and the threat that East Rowan had here in the top of the first. Mustang strand two runners. They had one hit, and there was one error. After a half inning of play, East Rowan nothing with Pisgah coming to bat.
Yeah, talking a little bit more about the drawdown. If you don't know about it, Pisgah has been doing it since probably 13, 14, 15 years. Sell 300 tickets, $100 a ticket. That ticket gets two people into the event. The Booster Club cooks a steak dinner for you. And the main thing that you're there for is to support the athletic program, the Booster Club. Get a chance to win $5,000. There's door prizes. There's silent auctions. There's live auctions. There's raffles. There's half and halves. And Chuck Fibernitz is the MC. The $100 is, you need to pay at least $200 just to come hear him do that. And watch him sweat the whole night.
I bring a towel now. I'm bringing a towel. I got myself my little bag and the water, the Yeti thing that I got last year for a door prize. I love it. Yeti I got for a door prize, man, that's worth the weight in gold right there.
Oh, absolutely. I figured by now you'd have a couple of groupies with some palm fronds. And
that's
some,
coming.
Some grapes. And
it's just getting it. And I may do it, you know, I may do something special this time because one of our administrators is retiring soon, and I want to make sure I send them out.
With a bang?
With a bang.
There you go.
But it's a fun night. I have a blast, and it's all for the kids here at Pisgah High School who play sports, and they raise tens of thousands of dollars every year, and this is the 18th that we were figuring out. It was the 18th consecutive one. So you start thinking about 20 to 25,000 netting out that you make, and you can add that up. It's a lot of money. It'd be Madison Brown, Madison Whitted, and Emma Soros. Lead it off here in the bottom of the first against Bree Medlin. First pitch is swung on by Brown and fouled back against the netting.
I believe this is the first time we've seen Madison Brown bat leadoff.
Wendy's had. She shook it up a little bit. Got the two excellent table setters. Just switched spots, 1-2. Next pitch to Brown's in the dirt. That was a spinner up there that got out of the hand of Bree Medlin. This girl, a right-hander from East Rowan, is a fine pitcher for the Mustangs. Waddle's putting his eggs on inside the circle. Big windup. Here's the pitch. Just outside, ball two. Didn't miss by much, but she missed.
Yeah, just a little outside, low. Haven't had a chance to look at her totally, but doesn't seem she has the speed on her pitches that we've seen from some other pitchers this year.
Pitch is swung on and fouls out of play. It evens the count at 2-2.
First impression looks like she's going to have to move the ball in and out, change speeds up and down.
She can be an effective one. That's the book on her, the scouting report. She doesn't throw hard, but she's effective. Keeps it down low, and now moves the count to full, 3-2.
Black Bears in all white today. East Rowan in dark blue jerseys.
Pitch is grounded to the right side. Nice diving stab by the second baseman. Came up and throws it away, and Brown will skedaddle down to second. Boy, it's hard to give her an error on that. The second baseman, Corin Soule, dove for the ball going out to right field, but came up and got on her knees, and when she threw it high over the first baseman. But that is an error on Soule, and you just hate to do that on that girl, but doggone, she just made a great effort.
Yeah, that ball was headed to right field. That was a great diving stop. Just didn't complete the play at first base to get Madison out.
It'll be Whitted now, who tries batting from the left-handed side. Looked up to make sure it was her. I'm used to seeing her on the right side. She was looking to slap it and move the runner over.
Yeah, she tried to slap bunt that ball toward third base to get the runner to over from second to third.
0-1, tries it again and bunts it foul. Now it is 0-2, and she's going to move back to the right side. Playing for one run. Here comes the 0-2 count to Whitted. Changeup just missed outside. Boy, I tell you what. I'm taking Bree Metal and fishing. She just threw that and cast that right on the outside corner. It was just a bit outside. Then she comes out there again. It's now 2-2.
Yeah, the first pitch outside was a slower pitch. That second one outside was a high fastball.
She went fishing on that pitch. Now it's 2-2 offering. Popped up center field right at Trexler. Hauls that in for out number one. And that'll bring up Emma Soares. Runner on second is Madison Brown. She reached on an error.
Now batting number 14, Emma.
We need to come up with a nickname for Emma. Ready, because she's ready as soon as she gets in the batter's box. Patience, because she really doesn't have any. She's ready to swing at the first pitch. I don't know. We need to come up with a nickname.
Big swing and a miss at the first pitch, just like Jack was talking about. Came up empty. Tried to go yard quickly on Bree Medlin. It's 0-1. Swung on, lifted, towering fly ball to deep right field, but that's going to stay in the ballpark. Tagging up is Brown, and the throw to third is not in time. Right fielder four was Caitlin Samples. She just stood there waiting for that ball, that towering fly, to come down. Caught it, and that was too deep to get Brown, so she moved on to third on that fly ball out. Two outs, runner at third. Now bring up left-handed slugging JoJo Taylor. First pitch, called strike.
Good play by the right fielder on the throw. Emma just missed that. Boy, that was, she had it timed just a little bit under it.
Crowding the plate is JoJo. Swings, grounds one over to short, and they're going to call. There is time called. As something was called from the field, and they're waiting to see. As JoJo hit the ball to the short, but because something was yelled from the field and they thought it was the umpire, that she stayed in the box. And so the umpire is talking about an illegal pitch to the manager, Waddle. So we're going to get this. We're just kind of watching body language as they are talking to Waddle. They got both head coaches. They called him right away. JoJo's confused at the plate. But anyhow, I think they had called an illegal pitch on the play, and when JoJo swung and hit it, she just stood in the box because there was a call. She didn't know exactly what the call was. So they're going to wait to see how this conference goes and see what they do. If not, if the play stands, JoJo grounded out to short to end the inning. But right now is that Conley is manager Heidi Morgan is waiting for the final decision as they're doing a lot of talking to Michael Waddle, the manager for East Rowland. He's kind of got a cat that ate the canary smile on his face, a wry smile. And so they did call an illegal pitch, and that will bring in Madison Brown. So an illegal pitch out of Bree Medlin brings in Madison Brown for a 1-0 lead, and now JoJo will remain at the plate. So any time that they call an illegal pitch is that the runner goes. It's like a balk. Next pitch to JoJo's outside, and it is now 3-1 on JoJo Taylor, says home plate umpire Bob Lance. 3-1 now on the slugging left-handed first baseman, JoJo Taylor. Called strike, got the outside corner, and it's 3-2.
We'll try to get an explanation from the umpire. It looked like they were talking about her towing the rubber and then hesitating before she pitched.
Outside, ball four, two-out walk issued to JoJo Taylor. And that's going to bring up Michaela Beaver now. So the play was called a illegal pitch or balked by Eddie Taylor, the field umpire. Folks, we know these umpires. We've seen them once, not a lot, but we see them a couple times a year, and especially the umpire, they're great umpires. They really know the game.
And Eddie Taylor also umpires, referees basketball.
And coaches football.
And coaches football, yeah.
Beaver's now at the plate. Slugging catcher from the right side. Takes strike one, says home plate umpire Bob Lance.
Big hole in left center for Michaela. We've seen her hit that gap before. Left fielder is shaded toward the line. Center fielder's playing straight away.
Big swing and a miss by Beaver. Throw down to first to get JoJo. Not in time. Bree took a little off on that fastball, didn't she?
Yeah, she was looking for the heat, and off-speed pitch caught her off guard.
Medlin's 0-2 pitch coming. Just missed outside. She went fishing again, and Michaela Beaver said, I'm not chasing that one, but she's pecking away at that outside corner. Here comes the 1-2 offering, changeup, lifted high, left field. Could be off the top of the wall. This might get a run. Here comes JoJo. Here comes the throw to the plate. She slides, and she's safe, and now they got Beaver hung up in a pickle up there, and she's called out at second base. But the run scores. Piska leads 2-0, and that's all for the first inning. What a hit, boy. She just missed a home run at the top of the wall. It hit the fencing. So Piska gets 2 runs in the first. We move to the top of the second. Score, Piska 2, East Rowan 0.
Talking about Fat Buddy's ribs and barbecue. Still slow cooking the way great-grandpa Buddy taught his kids years ago. And all the ways you like beef, pork, turkey, or chicken. Fat Buddy's ribs and barbecue now has beef brisket, steaks, chicken tenders, a belly-busting dog, or the big or little Buddy burger. Lots of choices, and food's so good it will make you squeal. Fat Buddy's ribs and barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Had your life been disrupted because the power went out? Want to purchase a whole house Generac generator from Haywood EMC, but don't think you can afford it? You can. Your Touchstone Energy Co-op will finance 75% of your complete installation. Some folks have used their tax refund for the initial 25% deposit. Make the affordable and smart choice. Call Haywood EMC. Become the proud owner of a new Generac generator, so when the power goes off, you won't be left in the dark.
You're listening to Pisgah Spring Sports here on your radio home for the Pisgah Nation, AM 920 WBTL Canton.
Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Service, Fort Howard Community. For affordable personal service, call on Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Service at 565-3024. Our family serving your family.
Well, Jack, we finally sorted it out with the help. Jack helped me with all this. I'm Michaela Beaver's double, RBI double, that hit about 2 feet from going out. It went from 7-6, the cutoff man, to 2 to the catcher, back to the third baseman, which is 5-4, to finally get her out to retire. That's how the ending, 7-6-2, 5-4. In your scorebook, an RBI double for Beaver. Piska leads 2-0. And now it will be Kaufhauer coming to the plate. Take strike one.
Yeah, we thought that was out for Michaela. Man. And then when the throw went home, she tried to stretch it, you know, to advance the base, and just caught her at second. She almost got back.
Kaufhauer, the designated hitter for Caitlin Samples, takes ball one. It's 1-1.
Now there's a breeze blowing out to left.
Oh, we don't want that.
Well, that Michaela's probably wouldn't have been out if that breeze was blowing.
Yeah, that's true. Big swing and a miss on the 1-1 offering. It's now 1-2. Kaufhauer at the plate, followed on deck by Ashlyn Mills and Mackenzie Sprinkle, the catcher. That's how they'll go to in this inning, 6, 7, and 8. Pitches outside, 2-2. 2-0 Piska here in the top of the second inning in Canton, North Carolina. The home field of, the home stadium, I should say, of Piska Blackbear, Diamond on the River. Hey, swung on and missed. Got her. That's the third strikeout for Wittage.
Now batting number 9, Ashlyn Mills.
That'll be one out here in the top of the second. It'll be Ashlyn Mills, the third baseman.
And if you want to see firsthand how the Pisgah Booster Club helps Pisgah Athletics, just come down and look at this Diamond on the River complex and the renovations we did over this past summer.
Quitted, fastball inside, called strike. What are some of those prizes? I'm intrigued. Now you can read a couple and in between pitches, kind of tease the fans.
Yeah, there's always a set of Pisgah cornhole boards.
Big swing and a miss. It's 0-2.
A set of handmade Adirondack chairs.
Oh, my wife wants me to get one. I'm going to have to.
Curtis Hyman.
Oh, Curtis can do it now. 0-2 pitch coming in the dirt. Gets away.
Wendy's.
I'm the one that always donates the cornhole boards. There are golf packages with golf balls. There's going to be a football signed by North Carolina head coach Larry Fedora for auction.
Well, that's a nice one. Of course, Jim Harbaugh would have been. Pitches outside, or Urban Meyer. Tim back at the
studio
probably said right away when he heard it, well, what about Urban Meyer?
Well,
that's great. Fedora's really built the program at North Carolina. That ball could be worth something, especially to a Tar Heel fan.
Absolutely.
2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed, struck her out. She brought a spinner up there and just poked away at that outside corner.
And I was going to say that you would actually have to pay someone down here to buy that Jim Harbaugh football.
So. Oh, good gracious. Killing me. Four strikeouts for Madison Whitted here in the ballgame.
Good start to the second inning for Whitted and the Bears.
McKenzie Sprinkle now batting from the left-hand side. Started to slap it, pulled off, ball is outside. 1-0. What are some of the other things? The Adirondack chairs. Hyman, you got to see these chairs, folks. Oh, good gracious. Beautiful. Curve ball, called strike, inside corner.
There's going to be an adventure basket, including Dollywood tickets, Wonderwood tickets. They got Navitat to donate some passes to their zip line experience.
Pitch was low. It's 2-1.
There's going to be a porch swing. There's always a gas grill, landscaping lights, tools. And I've got one for the NC State fans that I'll announce in just a second.
Called strike. It's now 2-2.
We have a signed basketball from NC State, former NC State players Spud Webb and Dominique Wilkins.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Pitch swung on a miss. She struck out the side in the top of the second inning. So the Mustangs go quietly here in the top of two as we move to the middle of the second inning. Pisgah still leads 2-0.
Pisgah Sports is brought to you by Robin G. Black, CPA, offering individual and corporate tax prep, payroll and bookkeeping, auditing, and other full services. Robin G. Black, CPA, an accounting firm to meet all your needs. And Hometown Hardware has all your lawn fertilizer, weed controller, seeds, and all your gardening needs. Time to clean out the old so the new has room to grow. Hometown Hardware, your big alternative. So, Spud Webb and Dominique Wilkins did not play together at NC State. They played together at the Atlanta Falcons. Dominique went to University of Georgia.
Do you know what high school Dominique Wilkins went to?
It was in North Carolina, and
yeah.
we were all devastated that he went out of state.
I will tell you that it was, the nickname's called the Pam Pack. Washington High School. They call it Little Washington, just outside the Tarboro, New Bern area, that place. When I was in New Bern, we went up to play. Actually, we were playing. I was a coaching offensive coordinator at Tarboro High School. We went to go play at Little Washington to open up the season. Pam Pack came out. They're blue and navy and white. They came out in Michigan helmets. But instead of yellow it was white. Okay. I thought it was the coolest helmets. But we're in the gym getting ready, and there's a dot on the top of the backboard. And I asked the guy, the athletic director, I said, what's the dot for? And he goes, Dominique Wilkins touched that in high school. And I said, there's no way a human being can get that high.
Oh, yeah.
That you go to the top of the board and reach and get that. And it was like an inch or two away from the, you know, top of it. He goes, we've seen him take and try to pull a quarter off, get the top, and can't grab the quarter, but, you know, knocks it off the top of the top backboard. And I'm like, I can't believe that. I just have not seen it with my own eyes.
Yeah, David Thompson, I think, did the same thing. He could jump and pull a corner off the top of the backboard.
Cool Breeze will lead it off. Reagan Lunsford, followed by Lauren Cook and Macy Henson. 6-7-8 for the Black Bears. Swung on, lifted center field. Back is Trexler. Charles that in for out number one. One pitch, one out.
Just short of the warning track. ball was driven to center field by Cool Breeze, just not far enough.
That'll bring up Lauren Cook, the shortstop. Lauren has really gotten hot at the plate in the second half of the season. First pitch just off the tip of the bat, foul.
One of those cue shots on an off-speed pitch.
I guess you could say Cook has been cooking at the plate. Huh?
Good one. She's found the right recipe here.
She's the chef, Cook is, and so she takes strike two, 0-2. Fans that listening on the radio are rolling their eyes.
Yes, they are.
We have fun, folks.
We're a little bit corny, but we get the job done.
Stays in there and chops one foul. It's 0-2. Bree Medlin is doing a fine job. She is going east and west and north and south in that strike zone. I'll tell you what, she may not throw hard, but she is very effective inside that circle. Changeup grounded over to the shortstop, Johnson. Johnson throws the first in time to get Cook for out number two.
Two up, two down for the Bears here in the second inning.
That's going to bring up Macy Henson, DHing for the Gold Glove third baseman, Taylor Holland. Macy, only a sophomore, and this team is so young, loaded with sophomores, but just falling into place.
Wendy's has
a tough Pisgah softball team. This program just rejuvenates every single year. First pitch outside, ball one. On deck is Paige Griffith.
Wry smile from Medlin on that. She thought that caught the outside corner.
Fouled out of play. It's now 1-1. Bob Lance is a good one behind the plate. Out in the field, Eddie Taylor. Fine umpires. Got to have them for the playoffs. Again, swung on and fouled back. And out of play, and it's now 1-2 to Macy Henson.
Macy hanging in there, fouled off a couple of good pitches by Medlin. Slight breeze now blowing out to left field.
1-2 offering. Changeup just missed outside. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, 2-0. Pisgah here in the bottom of two. Just missed inside, 3-2.
Almost got her in the leg. She had to dance out of the way of that one.
Trying to extend the inning for Paige Griffith. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and miss. Medlin gets her. Ends the inning. Pisgah goes out. Goes quietly here in the bottom of the second. No runs, no hits, no errors. After two, Pisgah leads 2-0.
You know you're doing something right when you've been in business over 35 years. When customers keep coming back, you're doing something right. When you receive Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award, you're doing lots of things right, like a professional staff, best selection, high-quality service, no dock fees or processing fees, and a friendly hello and thank you. Ken Wilson Ford. Visit Ken Wilson Ford in Canton. Experience the difference when things are done right.
Who do I play high school softball for? I play for my mom and dad who've never missed a game.
Whether they're playing for their teammates, their classmates, or their community, high school student athletes in North Carolina learn important lessons they'll use for the rest of their lives, like respect for the rules and the value of hard work and sacrifice. This message presented by the North Carolina High School Athletic Association and the North Carolina Athletic Directors Association.
Let's go back to the ballpark for more Pisgah Spring Sports. Brought to you today by Smoky Mountain Cremation and Funeral Services, Ken Wilson Ford, Southeastern Sports Medicine, and by Champion Credit Union.
Ball games mean it is springtime, and for a spring insurance checkup with Canton Insurance Services, call Michelle Baxley or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for all your personal or business insurance needs.
2-0, top of three. It will be 9-1-2 for East Rowan, Victoria Lewis, Trexler, and Medlin scheduled up to face Madison Whitted in the top of the third inning. Whitted working with a two-run advantage. Winner goes on to the second round, which is Saturday. Now, prom is Saturday. here at Pisgah. If Pisgah wins, they'll have to obviously move the game to Friday, providing that the opposing team will agree to it. First pitch is called strike. So that's another thing that they've got to deal with tomorrow morning once they find out, if they win this game, who they'll play. I do not know if East Rowan has prime on Saturday. If they win this game, swung on, popped up, infield. But that's going to get out of play. And on to the bleachers, and it's 0-2 to Victoria Lewis, the fine first baseman.
We probably won't have to worry about it if East Rowan wins, whether they've got prime on Saturday or not.
I know that. You got me on that one. We won't worry about it. Pitches in the dirt.
And we probably won't ask what they're going to do either. I think Coach Presley has more things important today to find out.
Yeah, he'll be upset for a while, 24 hours, then he'll move on. One ball, two strikes coming up here from Madison Withers. Caleb Beaver behind the plate. Cold strike three, got her. That's five. That's right there. That's five consecutive strikeouts for Madison Whitted.
Now batting number one, Maddie Trexler.
Six in the game. Boy, she is lighting that thing up right now. She's got six strikeouts, and she's got five in a row. Now it'll be Trexler, who flew out to Brown in left field the first time. She lines one right over the head of Brown for a sharp single. Boy, she barreled that one up.
Yeah, she lined that right over the top of Whitted. Madison reacted. By the time she got her glove up, it was already over her head.
So she will not get six in a row, thanks to Maddie Trexler with a one-out line drive single to center field. That one hopped to Cool Breeze out there. Boy, she struck that. Now to bring up Bree Medlin, who reached on an error by Taylor Holland. And that ball has popped up over to Lauren Cook, who cannot get it. Cook tried to come in. It was slapped, and it was in between the shortstop. It was like in that triangle between the circle, the third baseman, and the shortstop. And Cook was kind of playing over towards second base, wasn't she? So she just couldn't get there.
Yeah, she was playing towards second for the double play. Just one of those slap, you know, excuse me, swings by the left-handed hitter.
Fritz now at the plate, swings and fouls it out of play. They ruled that an infield single for Bree Medlin. So she two back-to-back singles have runners at first and second for the Mustangs here in the top of the third, and they're brewing again. They're getting something going for Ashlyn Fritz, who struck out the first time up. Choking up this time, takes ball one. It's 1-1. And coming out, almost attempting to throw to second base to show off that cannon of hers, was Michaela Beaver.
Yeah, Trexler, after that pitch, ran about a third of the way toward third base, so Michaela popped up ready to throw.
Wendy's has high. Still playing in the holes. Tried to bunt it, missed it. And then she does throw it down there, and the ball gets away off the heels, and then she's going to go to second. And so a throwing error out of Michaela Beaver. Beaver one-hopped it, and Paige could not get to it and pick it. So going down to third base is Trexler on the throwing error. And so it'll be an error there, and that will be charged to the catcher, Michaela Beaver. Runners on the corner, and Heidi Morgan's coming out to talk to her infield. And boy, I tell you what, she is animated right now, Jack.
Yeah, that was just a mistake by Michaela. Didn't really have a chance to get the runner at second. You never want to move a runner over to third from second base on your own error. And I think that's what Heidi's telling them. You know, don't advance, don't help them advance the runner. Make them do it for themselves.
So it is a one ball, two strike as the confab inside the circle is over with, which included manager Heidi Morgan, catcher Michaela Beaver, and the entire infield greeting with Madison Whitted. So now she'll get back to work. 1-2 pitch coming to Fritz. Swung on right field. Emma Soros goes in and catches it and throws it first, and they're going to double her off. A diving catch. back by Emma Sorrell. She did it again. And then she
Wendy's
had her knees, threw a strike to JoJo to double off the runner. And just like that, East Rowan is out of the inning.
Great play by Emma. She dove. I didn't know if it was a hit and run was on. That runner took off as soon as the ball was hit, thinking there was no way Emma was going to catch that. She dove, popped up, and there was no way that runner was going to get back to first on that play.
Oh, my, Emma Sorrell's doing it again in this ballgame.
Great play to end the top of the third by the Bears. And Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Service support our community. For affordable personal service, call on Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Service at 565-3024. Our family serving your family.
In that top of the third inning, East Rowan had no runs on two hits. They stranded two runners. There was one error. And then an inning-ending double play created by Emma Sorrells, diving forward on her knees to get a ball what would have been off the shoestrings. I'll tell you what, she made an effort. If that ball got by her, everybody would have been running all day. And she, from her knees, picked that and immediately threw to JoJo to double off the runner, and that was it. Oh, my, what a great play. All right, for Piskin, in the bottom of the third, it'll be Paige Griffith, Brown, and Whitted. That will be 9-1-2. We're kind of following the same batters in order as East Rowan, as they started 9-1-2-4. In the top of the third, and first pitch is taken for a strike by Paige Griffith.
And the dangerous Paige Griffith at the bottom of the batter order, leading off the top of this third, or the bottom of this third inning.
Medlin's pitch just missed outside, says home plate umpire Bob Lance, and it's 1-1. Beautiful afternoon, low 80s, no wind right now. Off the hands, fouled back, and out of play, and it's 1-2 to Paige Griffith. And Medlin, again now, this time, had pitched the pitch before, was low and outside to the right-hand hitter, Paige Griffin. Then the next pitch was high and inside.
Yeah, and on her hands after that outside pitch.
And that was with purpose right there. So she is moving the ball around. Pitch coming. Swung on, and a soft pop-up over to the third baseman, Ashlyn Mills. Hauls that on. Out number one.
Inside, outside by Medlin. Upstairs, downstairs. Hard pitch, slow pitch. She's mixing it up well this afternoon.
Madison Brown now will step to the plate. She reached on an error in the first inning and scored a run off of a balk. First pitch is strike.
See if the Bears can generate a little more offense this second time through the lineup.
Swung on, hit the left field, could drop. Diving forward is the left fielder, and she catches it. She did exactly what Emma Sorrells did. What a great play by Ashlyn Fritz.
Yeah, that looks.
Ashlyn Fritz was the one that hit that ball to Emma Sorrells.
Looked like the mirror image of what just happened for the Bears in right field. Fritz did the same thing in left field. Just didn't have the opportunity to throw anybody out.
Well, Fritz said, if you're going to do that to me, I'm going to do it back at you. Swung on, that's lined right to the first baseman. She picks it in off in midair. Victoria Lewis, and that's all for Piskun. They go quietly again, 1-2-3 in the third. So three innings are in the book. Piskun still leads 2-0.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to pardeehospital.org.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
Wendy's.
Back
back to the ballpark we go for more Pisgah Spring Sports. Brought to you today by Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Haywood EMC, Robin G. Black, CPA, and Canton Insurance Services.
Pisgah Sports is brought to you by Robin G. Black, CPA, offering individual and corporate tax prep, payroll and bookkeeping, auditing, and other full services. Robin G. Black, CPA, an accounting firm to meet all your needs.
Well, we got Channel 13 here, and we got a packed house.
Yeah, 5 o'clock start has made a difference here. Good crowd, and we hope all this crowd is going to go over to the Wells Complex to support our Black Bears in baseball at 7 o'clock this evening.
We will, and we'll be on the air. 4, 5, and 6, Johnson, Soul, and Kaufhauer. Swung on and fouled out of play. 0-1 to Johnson. Infield single, first time up. She's 1-for-1. Infield and outfielder playing her straight away. Pitch popped up, right side. Giving chase is Emma Soles, but that ball gets out of play. So Fritz for East Rowan and Soles for Pisgah have given us in one inning two web gems. Great defensive gems by Fritz out in left field and Emma Soles in right. Making diving grabs. 0-2 pitch coming. Just outside.
Couldn't ask any more for either one of those fielders. That's how you play your position.
We have any more prizes? I mean, those Adirondack chairs are huge, and so is the signed basketball and football. Swung on, that's line to Cool Breeze overhead. Oh, off the glove, she made a diving attempt. Behind the second goes Johnson. Boy, she struck that hard, and Cool Breeze made a run to the left center gap. Lunged forward, put her glove up, but it went off her glove.
Wendy's has high.
Leadoff double for Caroline Johnson.
Yeah, that was a well-struck ball.
Ooh, boy, she hit that like a missile out there.
Yeah.
And now it'll be Corinne Soule, who struck out her first time up. Just low for a ball, 1-0. Boy, great effort on a line drive by Caroline Johnson. And again, the Mustangs got something brewing. Called strike, grabbed the outside corner, says Bob Lentz. It's 1-1. Pitch is fouled back, and it's now 1-2.
Thought they actually might try to move the runner over to third to get runner in scoring position, but she's swinging all the way.
On deck, Kaufhauer, who struck out, and the good thing is this is where, from so on down to the nine hitters, Whitted struck out the side. Went six straight. Excuse me, five straight, as that last pitch was outside, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Could really stifle this rally here. Just missed outside again. It's 3-2.
Yeah, need to get this hitter right here to win one. Walk a runner to put runners on first and second with no outs.
Tying run at the plate. That's Soul. Here comes the pitch. Missed high. Ball four. So a double and a walk has runners at first and second with nobody out, and that'll be Kaufhauer. Kaufhauer has struck out her last time. So now you got to go to work, Madison Whitted, inside that circle with two runners on and nobody out. Kaufhauer squares around, tries to bunt, bunts it back against the screen. It's 0-1.
So he didn't play to move one runner up, but he's going to try to play to move both runners in the scoring position.
Tying run at first base. Good idea. Try to create some havoc. Manufacture a run. Michael Waddle. Time is running out. We're in the top of the fourth inning, and Pisgah leading 2-0. Swung on, this time by Kaufhauer. Fouls it back against the netting, and she is now in a hole. No balls and two strikes.
Macy Henson was playing up for the bunt. Now she's moved back to normal third base depth. Madison Brown hugging the left field line.
With it, ready to go. Here comes the pitch. Popped up infield. Now it's going to curve out of play down on the right side. stays in there with an 0-2 count. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Grounded hard to Cook. Cook flips over to second. She threw over to third to get the lead runner. That's all they can get. As Taylor Holland snapped one off back to second base, but that was too late. Soule was down there, so a fielder's choice keeps the runners at first and second. Now it is one out for Ashland Mills.
Good play by Holland. I think it said it was Macy Henson. Macy Henson is actually the DH. Taylor is in, playing in now for the bunt.
Pitches knee high, called strike. She's done that all season long, Taylor Holland. You know, you love that girl. She doesn't get a lot at bat.
She's fearless.
I would not play that position in softball. Creeping in 10 feet away, 15 feet away. Here she squares around the bunt. Lays off of it, and it's low for a ball. It's 1-1.
If I were playing that hot corner in softball, I'd have one of the masks on, I think.
Yeah, she doesn't. She's got a big knee brace on, battling a knee injury. Here comes a 1-1 offering. Swung on and missed. 1-2.
Kayla fakes the throw to first, but after the conversation from the last inning, I think she held on to that one.
Well, the little pixie's inside this circle. She's now becoming a bulldog. She's bowling that neck up, and she strikes her out. Fastball swung on and missed by Mills, and that's out number two. And boy, after getting a leadoff double and a walking the second hitter in this inning and getting out of the jam, that would be big. Now it's McKenzie Sprinkle, the catcher, batting from the left-handed side. Pitch is low for a ball. 7 strikeouts through 3 2/3 innings for Madison Whitted. Here's the windup and the pitch. Called strike. Got that corner, says home plate umpire Mr. Lance. Field umpire is Eddie Taylor. 1-1 count to Sprinkle. Here's Whitted's pitch. Foul back and out of play.
Out into the street, just behind the passing car.
If you're listening from Salisbury, we have had some of that, is that you can text us and give us a shout-out. Tell us you're rooting for your Mustangs. It's area code 828. The number is 646-0626. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and we'll give you that shout-out. Swung on a miss. She got out of the jam. I'm telling you, this pixie's a bulldog inside that circle.
Ball game's minute is springtime, and for a spring insurance checkup with Canton Insurance Services, call Michelle Baxley, one of our friendly staff, at 648-6550 for all your personal or business insurance needs. And Hometown Hardware has all your lawn fertilizer, weed controller, seeds, and anything for your gardening needs. Time to clean out the old so the new has room to grow. Hometown Hardware, your big box alternative.
You could not have asked for a better tenacious effort from a pitcher than Madison Whitted gave in that top of the fourth inning. She gave a leadoff double to Caroline Johnson. Then it was a walk issued to Corin Soule. And then she got Koffenauer to bounce one out to Lauren Cook, who forced the runner out at third. They got one out. And then she proceeded to strike out Mills and Sprinkle to end the threat. And that's all. And still, that zero is looming big on that scoreboard for the Pisgah Black Bears on the visitor's side. They lead 2-0. We've moved to the bottom of the fourth.
The Mustangs have had lots of runners, but Madison's bounced back with lots of strikeouts. As long as we got that zero on the scoreboard, we don't care how she does it. Just keep them scoreless if she can.
That stat of LOB, left on base, is 6 for the Mustangs. They have left 6 runners on through 3.5 innings. Good gracious, that's something else, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a lot of runners, especially in the playoffs. But she's gotten out of the jams when she needed to, and we're still leading 2-0 as we enter the bottom of the fourth.
Our gal, Madison Whitted, has allowed 4 hits. And she has struck out eight. So it's kind of a good thing, you know, good day, bad day thing type going on. She's just battling out there against a good team. Emma Sorrell, JoJo Taylor, Michaela Beaver, 3, 4, and 5, the heart of the order to face Medlin. Big swing and a miss by Emma Sorrell. Kept it away from her on the outer half.
I think you would have to throw it behind Emma and about 12 feet high for her not to swing at that first pitch.
Here's the next pitch. She leaves it alone. That was the first pitch that she swung at. She takes it. It's 1-1. You got to throw her first pitch. You got to throw one where you couldn't hit it with a canoe paddle. Ball low. It's 2-1.
Well, it's interesting. After the first pitch, she doesn't swing. You know, she doesn't. She's got a great eye.
Yeah.
It's just that she likes that first pitch.
Hits a pitch, grounds one right out in front. That's going to be a fair ball. Throws the first is the sprinkle. That was about 4 feet away from home plate, just swinging bunt.
Yeah, it was only about a foot outside the batter's box. Just settled right inside fair territory. The catcher made a great play jumping up and throwing out.
That bring JoJo Taylor up, and Medlin now, don't look now, but she has retired 7 consecutive Black Bears. She's starting to warm it up now, and it pitches outside for a ball, 1-0. Got to break that string on her if you're going to get it. 2 runs is not enough against this team. Ball is called, strike inside, 1-1.
Well, that was an interesting call.
Here comes the 1-1 offering. Offside corner, 1-2. Here comes the pitch. Outside, 2-2. 2-0, bottom of 4, Pisgah. On deck, Michaela Beaver, who was the last person to get a hit off of Medlin. Swings, grounder over to second. Nice scoop by the second baseman, Soul. Flips it over to her teammate, Lewis, and that's all for Taylor. Out number 2 here in the bottom of the 4th, and that'll bring up Michaela Beaver, who last time missed a home run by, as you said, maybe 2 feet?
Yeah, about 2 feet, I think. And she was the last ball to really hit the last bear to really hit the ball hard against Medlin.
Yep. Medlin has pitched to Jim. His first pitch to Beavers. Low for a ball. 1-0. Beaver did a couple push-ups inside the dugout before she came out, so she's ready to go. Got that blood flowing. She's going to park one over the wall right now. Here comes a pitch outside by Medlin, and Medlin knows that she is the last person to strike it against her. She nearly got a 2-run bomb in the first inning. Here's a pitch taken all the way. Takes strike, 2-1. Hugging the line at third base is Ashlyn Mills.
Left fielder's back a little bit farther now.
Swung on, popped up. Shallow center field. Giving chase is the center fielder and the shortstop, Caroline Johnson. And Johnson, the shortstop, hauls that in. So that's all for Pisgah. 4 innings are in the books. Black Bears lead 2-0.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high-quality service that keeps us rolling. When it's buy time, low prices with no dock or processing fees, I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Let's spend 30 seconds with the Pisgah High School Marching Band. Listening to Pisgah Spring Sports here on your radio home for the Pisgah Nation, AM 920 WBTL Canton.
Two nothing, Pisgah, top of 5. We did get a text, Go Bears, from Micah James, that slugger, that right-handed slugger that used to beat those trees to death out in left field. Well, I tell you what, she was one of the M&M girls out there. She used to bomb them out there. Remember her dearly. Hope she's doing well. Thank you for listening, Micah. We do remember you. So we move to the top of the fifth inning. And it will be 9-1-2 Lewis, Trexler, and Midland. Here in the top of the fifth with Pisgah leading 2-0. First pitch, called strike. Right down the middle of Black Bear Way. 0-1. Folks, if you need a drawdown ticket, text this number, 828-646-0626. Next pitch is high for a ball. That's 828-646-0626. If you need a drawdown ticket, and Jack will get you one. Just tell us your name and where you're calling from, and it'll have the I have ID on it. Swung on and missed. 1-2. That drawdown is Saturday, May 20th. Dinner starts at 6. Drawdown starts at 7. 18th consecutive drawdown. Popped up left field. Brown camps underneath that. Puts it in her back pocket for out number one. And that'll bring up Trexler, who is 1-for-2 in this game with a single in the third.
And here come the two hitters that have started up the most trouble for the Mustangs.
Yeah, boy. 2-0. Pisgah got those two runs in the first. That has held its lead as Medlin has retired 9 straight Black Bears. Suddenly, the bats have been quieted as the first pitch to Trexler is a ball. Here comes the pitch. Grounded to the first baseman. Joe Joshi flips over and cannot get the play. So that will be an error charged. How they're going to rule that, I don't know how to rule it. She got a slow roller.
It's got to be an infield hit.
It's got
to
be.
JoJo didn't have anybody to throw to.
Now it'll be Bree Medlin. The ball was dribbled over to JoJo, and she was about 10 feet, maybe 15 feet from the circle. First pitch to Medlin's called strike.
It was really in the direction of Paige at second, but it was the depth of the pitcher's mound, and JoJo went and grabbed it, and nobody got to first base to cover so she could throw.
That's lying down the left field line. That's a single. So they'll move up 60 feet. Boy, she just lined one right past Taylor Holland. Gloves on her left-hand side onto the field side, and she just lined it to her throwing hand side down the third base line. So it'll be another single for Medlin. She is 2-for-3 in the game. And that's going to bring up Fritz, who is 0-for-2. One out, two runners on again as the Mustangs have got something brewing. Ball bunted up in the air, and diving behind the plate to pick it up is Michaela Beaver. And coming off is Trexler. And she just absolutely did a fantastic job diving headfirst almost into the retaining wall to get the pop-up. And so that is out number 2 for the Mustangs. And that'll bring up Caroline Johnson, who struck it a leadoff double in the fourth her last time up. Takes the ball outside. 1-0.
Can't say enough about Michaela's play on that. That was a great diving catch. That ball was bunted about maybe 10, 12 feet into the air.
Here's the windup. Grounder up the middle. That's a single to center. Scooping it up is Reagan Lunsford. She's going to throw to the plate. Not in time. They get a runner. They throw behind her at first base. So runners, a sharp single to center by Johnson, drives in a run, and now the lead has been sliced in to half, 2-1. That'll bring up Soul, 0-for-1 in the game with a walk. And just like that, it's 2-1. This game is getting a little hairy here. Trexler scored. So, gets ready to go, takes ball one.
1-2 spots by the Mustangs. They finally got a runner in.
Popped up down the line, could be in there. Emma Sorrells with a diving grab. Another one on the line. Good gracious, Emma Sorrells ends the inning and the throw. I tell you what, if that lands, they're going to get 2 runs in.
Absolutely. She had to make that catch or we had more runs for the Mustangs.
So the Mustangs strand 2. They get 1. We put 4.5 innings into the books. It's 2-1, Pisgah.
Pisgah Sports is brought to you by Robin G. Black, CPA, offering individual and corporate tax prep, payroll and bookkeeping, auditing, and other full services. Robin G. Black, CPA, an accounting firm to meet all your needs.
Well, 1 run on 3 hits. They left 2 runners on. There were no errors in that top of the 5th inning. My, oh, my, and it could have been 3-2 with 2 outs. Runners were moving, and Emma Sorrells on the foul line down the right field line made a diving grab to end the inning. That's her second big play in this ball game. And so that ended the threat, although they did get 1, and that kept the damage at a single number. Straight line up there, did not have a chance to hang a crooked number. Now to bring up Reagan Lunsford, Lauren Cook, and Macy Henson here in the bottom of the 5th inning. Pisgah now leads by a run, 2-1.
We need to get the Bear Bats awake. We need some hits.
Absolutely. I don't want to see that top of the order.
No.
Good gracious, Trexler and Medlin are outstanding.
Yeah, they have put the ball in play and reached base when they needed to.
Here comes the pitch, lined right side, right field, and then right into the sun field. But coming in a couple steps is the right fielder, Caitlin Samples, to haul that in, out number 1. And that is 10 consecutive batters retired by Bree Medlin for East Rowan.
Two first pitch swings for Cool Breeze. I think she flew out on the first pitch last time.
Lauren Cook is now at the plate. Need something to hit to break this. Lauren, or Bree Medlin's pitching a gem after giving up 2 runs in the first. 1 ball, that last pitch, to lead off to Cook. Grounder over to short. Scooped up, thrown the first in time, and Cook is out. And that is 11 consecutive batters retired. What's happened? I don't know. We're just not getting good swings. And we're playing, unfortunately, the way we played against Bavard on Thursday. This is a carryover. Macy Henson struck out her first time up. Big swing and a miss. Came up empty.
First glance, you think Medlin would be a pitcher that you might be able to hit. But she's moving the ball around, changing speeds.
In the dirt. 1-1.
Bears have been off balance since the first inning.
Trying to figure out this puzzle called Bree Medlin inside the circle. Bottom of 5, Pisgah leads 2-1. High for a ball, 2-1. 11 consecutive batters she has retired in order. Well, it's 11 consecutive, that's in order. Swung on line right to the first baseman. She just steps on the bag, and that's 12 consecutive. And for the 4th time, Pisgah goes out 1-2-3 here in this ballgame. No runs, no hits, no errors. 5 innings are in the books. Black Bears lead the Mustangs 2-1.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to PardeeHospital.org.
Talking about Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue. Still slow cooking the way great-grandpa Buddy taught his kids years ago. And all the ways you like beef, pork, turkey, or chicken. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue now has beef brisket, steaks, chicken tenders, a belly-busting dog, or the big or little Buddy burger. Lots of choices, and food so good it will make you squeal. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
Back to the ballpark we go for more Pisgah Spring Sports. Brought to you today by Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Haywood EMC, Robin G. Black, CPA, and Canton Insurance Services.
One Pisgah, top of six inning here at the Diamond on the River Complex in Canton, North Carolina. We're trying to figure out how this young lady, well, we know how, but she's not taking it away from her, but we're just wondering what's happened to our bats, is we're not even getting good swings at the pitches. Bree Mellon has retired 12 consecutive Black Bears since the start of the second inning.
So Macy's last ball was a hard ball right at the first baseman. But since that'd been the best hit ball by the Bears since Michaela's double off the wall.
So it's going to be Koffenauer, Mills, and Sprinkle to lead it off for the East Rowan against Whitted here in the top of the sixth. Pop up infield, that's going to get out of play. Koffenauer, 0 for 2 in the game. Strikeout victim number 3 in the second.
And Coach Ham caught it easily in the stands, threw it back to the pitcher. Easy play by the assistant basketball coach for Pisgah Black Bears girls basketball team.
And just like that, fouled off the knob. I thought for a second she hit her. Waddle come down and said, "Dad, hit you?" And Koffenauer shook her head and went, "No, it didn't." I'd have been, "Yeah, man, that broke out my elbow." 0-2 pitch coming. Grounder over to JoJo. She scoops that up, steps on first, out number one.
Good play by JoJo, moving to her right, scooping that up, and jogging over to first for the first out.
All right, Ashlyn Mills, strikeout victim number 4 in the second, and strikeout victim number 7 in the fourth. Big swing and a miss, 0-1. If we can get through this, you're back to 9-1-2. If we can get them out in order, we're 9-1-2 in the seventh. That's going to be a hairy inning if we don't get some runs. Line drive down the third base line, but it curves foul. And just like that, the fine third baseman, Ashlyn Mills, is in a hole. No balls and two strikes. One out, top of six. Pisgah Black Bears leading the East Rowan Mustangs 2-1 here in this first round of the 3A West playoffs. Swung on and missed, struck her out. That's 9 strikeouts for Madison Whitted.
Good fastball, low and outside. Swung on and missed.
Now it will be Sprinkle, who is again, he has struck out twice against Whitted. Big swing and a miss, and Whitted brought it back as the ball was started to be thrown back by Beaver and threw it off the bat or helmet of Sprinkle.
I think as she was swinging, she was bringing her ball back, and Michaela threw it, and the batter's bat was in the way.
Ball went ricocheting away. Wendy. Here it comes. Called strike, says home plate umpire Bob Lance. It's 0-2. Bottom of the order for East Rowan are probably wondering if they're going to get any connection here between Whitted. Cold strike 3, got her. And so she quiets the Mustangs here in the sixth with a 1-2-3 inning. We move to the middle of the sixth. Pisgah leads 2-1.
Ball games mean it is springtime, and for a spring insurance checkup with Canton Insurance Services, call Michelle Baxley or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for all your personal or business insurance needs. And Hometown Hardware has all your lawn fertilizer, weed controller, seeds, and anything for your gardening needs. Time to clean out the old so the new has room to grow. Hometown Hardware, your big box alternative.
Well, that is the first time since the second inning, so it's been 2 innings in this game so far that she went 1-2-3. She struck out the side, she being Madison Whitted, in the second inning. But 8 of the 10 strikeouts have come to the bottom of the order, 6-9. 8 of the 10 strikeouts she has gotten in the bottom of the order for East Rowland. And so we'll start off the looking ahead with Victoria Lewis, Trexler, and Medlin in the top of the 7. Right now, we got to get some
Wendy's
runs.
Yeah, it was key to get Sprinkle out so that we had the 9-hitter leading off the top of the 7th, because the top of the order for the Mustangs have created way too much havoc on the base pass for the Bears.
Well, this girl inside the circle for East Rowland is throwing a gem. She has allowed only one hit. One hit. Here in the top of the 7th inning, thank you for hanging with us, as the next pitch is called strike. It's 1-1. Teague pitch hitting for Victoria Lewis. Facing with it for the first time on deck, Trexler and Medlin are making us nervous here. Pitch is low for a ball, 2-1. 2-1, Pisgah, top of 7. 3 outs away from advancing from the second round. We haven't got a hit since the first. Swung on and miss. 2-2. But the rise ball in there. Sun's beginning to set behind the mountains. Shades are casting over the field. Here's the pitch. Swung on and miss. Struck her out. 2 outs away. 11 strikeouts for Madison Whitted. Now the dangerous Maddie Trexler, 2-for-3 in this ball game.
Yeah, if we can get through these two batters. Need outs.
Big swing and a miss. Trexler going to Hacken on the first pitch. Got a good one. Just came up empty. Trexler, back from the left-hand side. Pitch is high for a ball, 1-1. Nobody on, 1 out. Top of 7, Pisgah nursing a 1-run lead, 2-1. Madison Whitted steps away and now back on to the slab. Gets her sign, here's the pitch. Called strike. Grabbed that outside corner for home plate umpire Bob Lance. It is now 1-2.
Good pitch by Madison. Low and inside.
1-2 pitch coming. High for a ball. 2-2. Just missed, but she missed.
Yeah, he hadn't called that high pitch all game.
2-2. Here comes the pitch. Pop up center field, giving chase is Cool Breeze. She's going to haul that in. Whoa, at the 210-foot marker. That was struck harder than what I had thought. Trexler flies out to deep center field to Cool Breeze. Reagan Lunsford for out number 2. We're 1 out away from escaping the Mustangs here in the first round. Bree Medlin, 2-for-3 in this ball game. Pitch right down the middle of Black Bear Way. Call strike, it's 0-1. Here comes the pitch. Foul back, she swung at a ball above her bill on her helmet. Now 0-2, she's in a hole. What will she throw her here? Can we escape it? Madison steps out and wants to give a lot of time. Let her think about it. Nice move out of Whitted. Toes the slab. Here comes the pitch. Just missed outside. She made a bid for her to chase something close to the strike zone. But it was outside. Good call by home plate umpire Bob Lance.
Good pitch by Madison right there.
She missed. It's 1-2. Here's the pitch. Line to left field. And Medlin keeps the hopes alive for East Rowland. She just reached out and struck it and drove it to the opposite way. And now it'll be Ashlyn Fritz, who is 0-for-3 in this game. Medlin picks up her 3rd hit in this ballgame.
Just slapped it right over third base, right in front of Madison Brown in left field. What you're supposed to do.
Fritz steps in there. Here comes the pitch. Grounder over to Lauren Cook. Scoops it up. Can't throw to second in time. So Cook tried to get the force out, but she was playing up the middle, and she had to come back way in the hole. There was just no way. So an infield single, and again, they got something brewing here in the top of the second with two outs. And it'll bring up Caroline Johnson, who's three for three in this ballgame. Uh-oh. What to do? Pitch is low for a ball, 2-1-0. This girl right here is in this four hole for a reason. Runners at first and second with two outs. Piska leading 2-1. Here's the pitch. Chop foul. 1-1.
Probably chased a bad ball right there. It was low and outside.
Lone run was driven in by this girl in the fifth on a single. Has a double. And an infield single. Line drive, and that is stopped by Paige. Oh, and it's off the glove, and they're going to throw to the plate, and they're going to tie the ball game up. And they got hung up in the middle is Medlin. Medlin's going to get hung up and tagged out by Taylor Holland. So the inning ends with a line drive by Carolyn Johnson to tie the ball game up. And Piska right now is having to go to the bottom of the seventh, wondering what happened. Boy, oh boy, Johnson gets her fourth hit. She hit a rocket that Paige Griffith made a great effort and dove for it. Went off the top of her glove, rolled out to shallow center field. She ran after it. Meanwhile, is Trexler come bolting in from second base, making the dash for home, and she succeeded. Throw came in late. Beaver found that Medlin was trying to go to third. She was at first base, first to third, and got her hung up in between second and third, and they got her in a pickle. And then finally, Taylor Holland tagged her out on her backside where she holds her wallet. And that is all for South or East Rowan as they tied the game up 2-2. We're moving to the bottom of the seventh.
Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Service support our community for affordable personal service. Call on Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Service at 565-3024. Our family serving your family.
And I apologize. It was not Trexler. It was Medlin that scored. They got Ashlyn Fritz tied up, hung up between second and third. Trexler had flew out to deep center field for the second out in the inning. So that's the way it ends right there. And so Piska, now looking back at it, we haven't got a hit since the first inning.
Yeah, the good and bad for the Mustangs. They got runners on base, got the big hit to tie the game, but then they ran themselves out of the inning by trying to go from second to the third.
Emma Soros will now step up, swings, and goes after the first pitch and fouls it out of play. And Heidi Morgan is trying to get her attention. Didn't like what she was doing at the plate. So one. Here's the pitch, swung on and lined to center field. So Emma Soros leads off with a line drive to center. And that's going to bring up JoJo Taylor.
I love JoJo's theme song, Crazy Train. Let's get this bear train going here and score this winning run.
On deck is Beaver. Boy, if it was a perfect time, the heart of the order was here in the seventh. And that is swatted down the left field line, and they have done an excellent scouting report. Somebody has scouted Piska. Because they have got them, they have JoJo played really hunking the lines, both the third baseman and the left fielder.
Well, JoJo has shown the ability that she can pull the ball to right, but we've seen her hit it to left field many, many times. Big, big gap in left center field.
That also ended a 15 consecutive batters retired. Pitch is low for a ball, 1-1.
She hits one in that gap. Emma's going to score easily from first.
That girl's athletic. She can run, too. She runs like a gazelle. You see on Wild Kingdom. Lays off of it outside. Ball, 2-1. We're in the bottom of the seventh, tied up at 2 between East Rowan and Piska. Here in the softball game, we're going to pack pack it up real quick, and at the end of this, when it concludes, and move on to do the baseball game for you. Swung on and driven deep right field, but she turned on that thing and drove it foul. Oh, smoke, she turned on that, didn't she?
Well, if it had been a fastball, it would have been home run, but it was an off-speed pitch, and she was out in front of it.
Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball three. You do not want to walk her and move the runner over 60 feet in better scoring position, so you got to come in there with your best pitch. Outside, ball four, walked her. Runners at first and second. Oh, I love it with Emma Sorrells, the gazelle. Out on second base, something, and that's Michaela Beaver stepping to the plate. Two hits in this ball game for the Black Bears. Sorrells has one, she's at second, and the girl coming to the plate has the other one in the first inning, missing a home run by 2 feet, hit the top of the wall in left field. Takes strike one. On deck, Reagan Lunsford.
And Kayla Beaver, senior catcher, has been through the wars for the past 4 years. Hopefully she'll come through in the clutch right here.
Called strike, outside corner. Grabbed it. In a hole now, 0-2.
Protect the plate, Michaela. Just protect the plate.
Beaver now sets. Here's the pitch. Swung on, lifted to deep right field. That's off the wall. And that's going to score Emma Sorrells. Ball game. Ball game as Sorrells scores. Pisgah wins 3-2. Michaela Beaver. Drilled one to right center field off the base of the wall. And Sorrells came home. And it's a ball game. What a clutch play and an inning by the Black Bears as they're congratulating East Rowan. You can't ask for a better effort when things look bleak and you feel bad that you gave up that tying run in the top of the seventh. But somehow these girls found a way in the bottom of the seventh inning and advanced to the second round with a win over East Rowan 3-2.
And you couldn't be happier for senior Michaela Beaver as she's ending her career. Two doubles in the game. And three RBIs, all three, right?
That's right. And we'll be back after these messages for our post game. We'll be brief in announcing the WPTL Most Outstanding Player of the Game. You're listening to AM 920 WPTL.
Has your life been disrupted because the power went out? Want to purchase a whole house Generac generator from Haywood EMC, but don't think you can afford it? You can. Your Touchstone Energy Co-op will finance 75% of your complete installation. Some folks have used their tax refund for the initial 25% deposit. Make the affordable and smart choice. Call Haywood EMC. Become the proud owner of a new Generac generator, so when the power goes off, you won't be left in the dark.
You know you're doing something right when you've been in business over 35 years. When customers keep coming back, you're doing something right. When you receive Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award, you're doing lots of things right. Like a professional staff, best selection, high quality service, no dock fees or processing fees, and a friendly hello and thank you. Ken Wilson Ford. Visit Ken Wilson Ford in Canton. Experience the difference when things are done right.
This is Dr. Richard Jones of Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, a department of Pardee Hospital. I've been caring for Haywood County residents for more than 14 years, specializing in shoulder and sports medicine. Our orthopedic office in Waynesville is staffed by board-certified, fellowship-trained physicians with a weekday walk-in injury clinic. Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics proudly supports Pisgah High School athletics. For more information, go to PardeeHospital.org.
It's the final, and the Black Bears survive in advance to the second round with a 3-2 win, a walk-off win against East Rowan here at the Diamond on the River Complex. We do know the opponent. We do know the date. It is Friday. The opponent is Central Cabarrus. They had won. They won earlier 5-3, so they advanced to the second round. We do not know the time, but we do know it'll either be 4:30 or 5 o'clock. We don't have lights here. So shame as that is, but we'll still play it somewhere between 4 and 5 o'clock. We'll be on the air for that ball game on Friday but we don't know the time. But when we do, we'll get that to you. So it's time for the WPTL's Player of the Game. WPTL supports Pisgah High School sports. Be sure to listen to our next game, which is moments away. We're about 30 minutes unpacking and packing, you know, getting it all set up over at the Wells Ballpark for the baseball game against McMichael. Tonight's award for outstanding effort for a Pisgah Black Bear goes to...
We're going to award the Player of the Game to Michaela Beaver for her three RBIs, the clutch double in the bottom of the seventh. Special recognition to Madison Whitted for her pitching performance, and then Emma Sarles with the hit that started that seventh inning off for the Bears, and the two great defensive gems in right field. But the senior Michaela Beaver is our Player of the Game for this first-round playoff game.
For Jack Webb, for Tim Hodges back at the studio, and for yours truly, Chuck Fiebernitz. Give us 30 minutes to break it down. We'll be back on the air at 7 o'clock for the baseball game here on AM 920 WPTL. So long, folks.